If you have your Bibles this morning, go to the book of Joshua chapter 1. I've got some scripture. I'm probably not going to read it all, but I will give it to you so you can write it down and study it for yourself. But the title for this message is Comforted in the Test. You will make it. So Joshua 1 at verse 5, just before we get there, Moses has just died. And God has had to take his body and hide it so the people can't find it, because if they could find Moses' body, they would have dug the bones up and begin to worship the bones. And he's put Joshua in charge. And so starting at verse 5, he says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I have swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Amen. Amen.
Oftentimes, I believe that we think that God only shows up when we're in need. Or sometimes we feel that God knows we're in need and he doesn't show up because we did something wrong, or we think we did something wrong, and so he's punishing us. We serve a good God. The Bible tells me that every good and perfect gift, it comes from him. That he doesn't send me bad things. That even if I'm going through something, it's got to go through his hands first to get to me. And even if I'm going through it, he just told Joshua, he said, "Be strong and be of good courage, for I'm with you wherever you go. You're never by yourself. You're never alone. I'm not against you. I'm for you." My Bible says that if God be for me, then who can be against me?
That's right.
And Joshua's going into this. They've been fighting and wandering in the desert and in the wilderness for 40 years. And finally, Moses had disobeyed God one too many times. And so before they get ready to go into the promised land, Moses doesn't get to go in and see the promised land. And now, Joshua, I know you've watched Moses. I know you've seen these people, how they can turn on you in a dime, because it'd be your own people who turn on you in an instant. And he said, "But I've chosen you." And before that, in Deuteronomy, even Moses told Joshua, he said, "Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." So since Deuteronomy, he'd been knowing that God was with him and not going to forsake him. And he was preparing him for such a time as this.
Yes. Amen.
The last few Sundays, been talking about your testimony. Been talking about, what is your testimony? I think Joshua's testimony is, before I even asked him for help, he met me right where I was and let me know, "I'm with you. You ain't even got to ask. I'm with you, and I'm going before you, and I've already made a way. All you got to do," he said, "keep this book. Keep this book of the law." And we wonder sometimes, where you at, God? When's the last time you opened up your Bible? When's the last time you studied your word? When's the last time you put some good seed in the ground? You're waiting to reap corn and you planted soybean seed. You're waiting to reap joy and you've planted hate. You're waiting to reap good and you've planted evil.
That's right.
He said, "Be strong and courageous. Keep this book that I have. Keep this book of the law, because I am with you. All you got to do is be strong and be courageous." Being strong and courageous don't mean you walk up and you start picking a fight and anything like that. In Ephesians it said, after you've done all you can do, just stand and stand there for. Sometimes it means I'm not backing down. I'm not cowering down, but I'm standing.
Yes.
He said, Joshua, be strong and be of good courage.
Be strong, be strong.
In, go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
Verses 7 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 through 9. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Paul's saying, you have this earthen treasure in you, and it's with you. And you're going to be persecuted, but you're not abandoned. You're going to be struck down. You're not going to be destroyed, because He is with you, and He's with you wherever you go, so that you know it wasn't me that did it. It wasn't me who did it, but it was the gift of God inside of me. It was Him working on the inside of me, taking me further than I thought I could go, taking me through this despair, taking me through this trouble, taking me through this trial. It was Him and Him alone. And John 16:33, Jesus, He said, in this life there will be trouble. In this world there will be trouble. I know that. He said, but be of good cheer and don't lose heart, because I have overcome the world. And the Bible tells me that the same power that rose Jesus from the grave, if it lives in me, if He overcame, you can overcome too. And if He lives in me, right, I'm never alone. You're never alone. Right. We're never by ourselves. He's with us every way that we go. And we will make it. And you will make it.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
Amen.
The problem is, and I've seen it in my own life, you get a good head of steam going, and you get on fire, and you're like, oh yeah, God's with me, God's with me. Then we hit one little bump in the road, and it's like, oh no, oh, we cower. We cower down because, oh, the enemy's going to attack. Well, you're going the right way. If the enemy starts messing with you, then you're doing the right thing. I've heard someone say before, he ain't messed with me in 10 years. I'm like, you might be on his side then. You might be on his side. Mm-hmm. But we get going. And a little persecution comes. And then somebody don't like what we say. Or somebody accuses us of something. And instead of standing there for and going for it and knowing that God is for me, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every false tongue that rises against me, it shall be condemned. Knowing that, we say, well, I'm going to tone it down a little. Maybe I won't preach that anymore. Maybe I'll keep that out of my testimony. But no, God is with you. He's with you. And you speak the truth. The Bible says, tells me you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
But you got to speak it, and you got to know it, and you got to keep going.
Amen. Got to keep going.
I love David, the psalmist David. He's probably one of my favorite people from the Bible, because as jacked up as he was in a lot of things that he did, he knew that God was with him. And he knew when he messed up, he knew where he could run. He didn't have to run and cower. He didn't have to run and hide. He said, I lift my eyes to the hills. I know where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. I'm never by myself. He said, of whom shall I be afraid? He said, what can man do to me? God is for me. He's my helper. He is with me.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 27.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Verses 1 through 3. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. He said, there's stuff coming against me. I know that the war is going to come and I'm going to have enemies and there's going to be things that are out of my control. But I will be confident that my God is for me and He's not against me. And if I keep going, if I keep praising, if I keep worshiping, if I keep my eyes on Him and if I keep moving towards Him, He's with me every step of the way.
Amen.
Pastor, when you were giving that word to Emily earlier about her neck, I began to think about when Ezekiel went up. He said, I was taken up. He said, and I saw a valley of dry bones. If God cares enough about a valley of dry bones to bring dry bones back to life, won't He heal one of His children? Won't He do it for one of His children? All we have to do is believe and keep our eyes on Him and know that we're going to make it. If we have to have the surgery, He's with us in the surgery. If we get miraculously healed, He was with us in the miraculous. But I know the one thing that's never going to change, He is with us everywhere that we go.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You know, so many times where I heard a pastor say one time, you don't have to have a quiver in your liver or a splatter in your bladder to know that God's with you. You don't have to have goosebumps to know He is not goosebumps. He is not a feeling. He's not that. He is with me everywhere that I go. I've heard pastors say so many times some of the greatest miracles that he's seen, he didn't feel nothing special when he prayed for the person. He just knew God was with him. And he knew and he believed that God was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
And I believe when he came to Joshua, and when he came to David, and when he talked to people in the New Testament, I don't think he said, I'm going to give you some hives on your arm to let you know that I'm with you. I believe that he just spoke to them, and they knew that he had spoke, and they said, yes, Lord, I will trust you, I will obey you, and I'll keep walking in the way that you have led me, and the way that you're guiding me. And I'm going to trust that you're going to be with me, and it's going to be okay.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm a very optimistic person. I like to try to see the best in everything. And it makes my wife crazy because she's more of a realist than I am. And, you know, it could look horrible. And I'm like, it's going to be all right. Listen, we're not even going to worry about it. And she's ready to grab me by my throat and strangle me because I'm over here freaking out, needing some Valium and some Xanax, and you're just over here, it's going to be okay. And maybe sometimes it is faith, and maybe it's sometimes I don't want to deal with it, but I choose to believe it's always faith. But I know that God is with us. And a good amount of the time, the things that we might have been worrying about, He brought us through it every single time. It might not look the way that I want it to look all the time. It might not feel the way that I want it to feel all the time. But He said, it don't got to feel good to be good. But He works all things out for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
Yeah, that's right.
So, when you're going through, just know that you're never going through by yourself. And you didn't make it this far on your own either. You didn't just arrive like this. He was with you every step of the way.
That's right.
You know, I love the Apostle Paul. And when he's getting ready, close to the end of his life, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. I have ran the race. If you know anything about Paul, he could say that and say that boldly because he was beaten and shipwrecked and bitten by a serpent just trying to help. And he went through all these things, but it did not stop him from going forward. It did not stop him from going forward. He said, he told him in Philippians, he said, all those things that were behind me, all that accolades that I have, all the status that I had, he said, that's rubbish. He said, I'm going towards him. I want to know him more. I want to be more like him. I want to grab hold of him. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know him.
Yes. Amen.
And Paul said, I've seen him knock me off my horse. And I'm blinded. But then 3 days later, He restored my vision. He saved my soul. He filled me with the Holy Spirit. I've seen him at midnight when I'm in a prison and I'm beaten and I'm bludgeoned. But instead of giving up, I begin, me and Silas, we get together, because where the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there also. He said, me and Silas get together, he said, and we begin to sing hymns and we begin to praise. And I've seen him shake the shackles off. I've seen him shake the doors loose. I've seen him do amazing and wonderful and miraculous things. And even though I'm writing from a jail cell, 90% of the New Testament that I'm writing, I can do it with peace and with confidence because I've seen him see me through.
Right. Amen.
And the same God that was with Joshua, and the same God that was with David, and the same God that was with the 12 disciples, and the same God that was with Paul, is the same living God today. And he's there with you. He's no respecter of person. You don't have to be Paul for him to see you through. You don't have to be Joshua for him to see you through. You're his child, and he loves you. Every good and perfect gift he has for you, and you will make it.
Amen. Yes.
We just got to keep our eyes on him.
Amen.
One of my favorite stories in the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. There's a huge battle. And finally the king says, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. When you don't know what to do, are your eyes on him? Or are our eyes on the problem? Are our eyes on the situation? Do we give more time to the fear? Do we give more time to the problem than we do on our knees praying and worshiping and singing, God, I know how good you are? Do we spend all of our time telling God how big our problem is instead of telling our problem how big our God is? Because he is for you and he is not against you. And greater is he that is in you than anything that is in this world.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
I know one thing. If he hadn't been with me, I wouldn't be standing here right now. There's so many times where I should have been dead in my former life before I really got to know him. I was raised in church all my life. And I knew a piece of who he was for most of my life. But whenever I was in a jail cell in Aiken, South Carolina, about 12 years ago, and I began to cry out to him like I had never cried out before.
That's right.
It wasn't fake. It wasn't phony. It wasn't a, well, get me out of this, Jesus, and then in 3 weeks I'm going to be doing the same thing. No, it was a, I need you, and I know that I need you. I know that I can't do it on my own. I know that I'm not still alive on my own. I know that I hadn't made it this far on my own, and I begin to cry out. That happened. And he came in and began to radically change my life. Then a little over a month later, I met the woman who would wind up being my wife, and I got connected to her family, And after we got married and we started to come to church here, and I started to see Jesus for who he is. That he loves me. That he loves you. That he's for me. That he's not against me. That he's not just sitting up in the heavenlies waiting for me to mess up, waiting for me to do bad so he can beat me over the head. No, he loves me. And yes, he will give me correction. And yes, he will give me a spiritual spanking every now and then. And yes, I do make myself have to go through some things that I might not have had to go through if I'd have made a better decision. But he's with me every step of the way.
That's right.
Never had to go through one test alone. Not even one time. And I've seen him. I've seen him move mountains. I've seen him do things that can only be explained that it was him and it was him alone. It wasn't me. I didn't do it on my own. That it only had to be him.
That's right. That's right, Brother Jackson.
I was testifying a couple weeks ago about my mom. She was having this surgery. And it was supposed to be a horrendous surgery, not even be able to walk till March. She just got a boot on her foot this week. They already took her out the cast. And in like 3 weeks, she'll be walking again.
Amen.
And God was with her. And he's no respecter of person. If you call on him, he will meet you right where you're at. But He's with you anyway. He's with you wherever you go. He told Joshua, he said, I am with you everywhere that you go. You know, I think that sometimes we listen to that other voice that says, well, is he really with you, or is he just saying that? Well, did he really mean that? Are you really a child? Yes, I am. I am a child of God. He loves me, and he loves you. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves to be strong and courageous. God reminded Joshua three different times, and in four verses, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Have I not told you, be strong and courageous? Have I not told you, be strong and courageous?
That's right.
It's not always unicorn and rainbows. It's not always high in the sky apple pie. It's a fight. It's a war. But if we are strong and courageous, our God will fight for us. He will fight with us, and he will fight through us. But he will never let me go through it alone.
That's right.
If we go through it by ourselves, it's because we choose to go through it by ourselves. If we walk through it without him, it's because we said, no, no, God, I've got this, and I'm going to do it on my own. And I promise you, every time I've done that, I've been in way worse shape than I would have been if I would have said, yes, Lord, you lead me through this. Yes, Lord, you guide me through this. You show me the way to go. You show me, God. Because if I do it, I'm going to put me on it, and I'm going to mess it all up. But if I let you do it, if I let you guide me, I know that it's going to be all right. The Bible says to not lean on our own understanding, that in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We got to acknowledge him and say, Lord, I know that you're with me. And I know that I've been trying to do it my own way. And you see the mess that I made. I'm taking my hands off of it. And I'm letting you do it the way that only you can do. And watch him lead you and guide you. And yes, it's not going to be easy. And yes, it's not going to be just, sometimes it's just going to take work. We have to put time in. We have to put work in. We have to put sweat equity in with him. But I promise you, if you let him be the head and know that he's with you, you're going to be all right. You're going to make it. But you've got to put it in his hand and know that he is God. And that there's none before him, there's none beside him, and there's none like him. Put it in his hand, and he will lead you, and he will guide you. He is with you everywhere that you go.
Yeah, amen.
If you're watching us this morning or later on by media, you are not by yourself.
That's right.
You're never alone. God is for you. He is not against you. And I promise you that there's people that you don't even know about that are praying for you, that are sending up prayers for you. And I promise you, you will make it if you'll just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. We appreciate you. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We love you. Be blessed.